Guys, the name of the series here at the House of Judah, actually named by one of the teaching teachers here, Lady Webb. Can you stand up? It is called, the name of the series that she's so fitting, is called, I'm trying to create this anticipation, It Came to Pass. Everybody say, It Came to Pass. And such a good title, so fitting. Everybody say, It Came to Pass. But Alpheus is going to talk about Wait It Out. Everybody say, Wait It Out. Upstate, here at USC Upstate, we've heard some of this before. But this morning, I want to encourage us to wait it out. Everybody say, Wait It Out. I know you guys see it spelt two ways. That's why the English language is so hard to learn. And if you see my post on Facebook or Instagram, I'm always going to misspell something. Because it's one word that sounds the same, spelt two different ways. And then they want us to learn another language in school. That ain't going to work. I'm struggling with the English language. All right, but everybody say, wait it out. So everybody say, wait it out. So I want to talk about wait it out as we pass through Interstate 2714. All right, y'all guys, wait it out as we pass through Interstate 2714. I'll give clarity on what interstate, what Highway 2714 is. Y'all all right? Y'all kind of looking at me. Y'all okay? I know she distracted you guys about the food, and I look like a piece of ham, and I look like a piece of turkey, but y'all focus with me because I really feel like I got something to say that's from God. Amen? And so here at the House of Judah, this series is It Came to Pass. If your current reality ain't sweet, a word like pass or past, everybody say past, is a breath of fresh air. It's not that you're trying to rush your life, but the reality is you are in a not so good season and you want it to pass. All right, just yesterday, we got news on the way here. I was here yesterday. And my wife and I, we got news that her grandfather passed away. And we came here on the way from the home house of a friend of mine who lost his grandmother. All right, so if your current reality ain't sweet, everybody say it ain't sweet. It ain't sweet. The reality is you are in a not so good season and you want it to pass. You are ready for it to be in the past. So if it's winter, we say things like this. I'm ready for it to get hot, yes. But we're ready for the next season. We're ready for the summertime. We hear people say, bruh, don't live in the past. But when your present season is painful, living in the past is like a breath of fresh air. Or it could be a blessing to you. What do I mean? Because you say things like, I can't wait for this to be over, or if you from Fair Forest, South Carolina. I want to encourage you guys this morning, seriously, to wait it out. To wait it out, guys. Everybody say, wait it out. I want you guys to wait it out as you pass through Interstate 2714. Getting through highway or Interstate 2714 can be challenging because you see what's happening on Interstate 2714, right? It's a lot of traffic. Interstate 2714 basically represents a storm. Interstate 2714 basically represents drama. Interstate 2714 represents trauma, which rhymes with drama. Interstate 2714 represents setbacks. It represents a storm. It represents trouble. Trouble. Y'all get that when you get home. Job 14:1 says, if you can read it, guys, if you have your glasses, I think I'm going to need my glasses. Job 14:1 says, read it with me. Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. That's not encouraging. You said, Alpheus, I thought you were going to bring encouragement this morning. Psalm 34:19 says, The righteous, read it with me, guys. Ready, set, go. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. I am always grateful. A day shouldn't go by where you guys lift your hands, kind of like I'm doing. She joined me. A day shouldn't go by without you lifting your hands and saying, thank you, God, for your butt. Everybody say, thank you, God, for your butt. But the Lord delivers him from them all. I'm thanking God every day for his butt. God is not fazed by storms. He's not fazed by storms. He knows all about the storm before it happens. Is that encouraging? To me, it's not encouraging. Can I be honest? Can I be honest? Don't y'all leave me out here by myself. God knows. How does God knows help my situation? How does God knowing, to me, it feels like if you were encouraging me, I would rather you say, God fixes. Don't come to me. God knows. Can I be honest? Y'all leaving me out here by myself. God knows. Why do you use that to encourage me? How is God knows helping my situation? I'm just asking a question. I don't know where we get this from where we cannot question God. We can ask God questions. Y'all okay? We can say who, where, why, and when to the person that created us. Who else are we going to ask? I'm like Joshua. Joshua said in Joshua 7, then Joshua cried out, oh, sovereign Lord, which basically sovereign means God knows. God knows he's in control. Oh, sovereign Lord, why did you bring us across the Jordan River if you are going to let the enemy, the Amorites, kill us? If only we had been content to stay on the other side. Everybody say, God knows. How's that helping my situation? It's Sunday school. Y'all answer that. How's that helping my situation? How's that helping my situation? Guys, we got to learn how to trust the sovereignty of God. Because the sovereignty of God is basically his but. Many are the plans of man, but it's the Lord's purpose that will prevail. God knows. Yes, he sees. Yes, he cares. God is sovereign. God is, I like to say it like this. Don't go to sleep on me, guys. God is spaceless. Everybody say spaceless. Spaceless. He is timeless. Timeless. He is immaterial. He is powerful. He is personal. A sovereign God is like a collision with his omnipresence, his omnipotent, him being omnipotent, and him being omniscient. It's like all of those three O's, those big spelling words. I probably blotched up one of them. But it's all of those big spelling words colliding. Everybody say, God knows. It's getting more comforting to me as I'm fleshing this out. It feels a little bit more comforting because God is futuristic and he's past tense at the same time. He's old school and new school at the same time. I know that don't make sense. But God is old school. He was here before you were here. He was here before your grandpa was here. He was here before your granddaddy was here, your grandma, and he would be here after we are long gone. So he's old school and new school at the same time. The Bible said he is ever. Yeah, y'all read the Bible. He is what? He is everlasting. Nothing is new to God. God never goes into a room and forgets why he went into the room. God never goes into the room and says, where are my keys? Nothing catches God by surprise. God never says, Say it again. God never says, God never says, I wonder. God never says, let me think. For what? He is sovereign and he knows. Everybody say, God knows. He always was and will be. What an organ. He is Alpha and Omega. I can play for my own self. Y'all know I'm a musician. I want to encourage you guys, because the question that I lifted to you guys, I think these are two great answers. Because God knows his sovereignty actually should be a comforting statement. Anybody in the room, you have been or you are going through something. Because it's said in life, we're either going through a storm, we are in the middle of a storm, this is the right teaching, or we are coming out of a storm. But God knows should be encouraging for two reasons. One, for privacy. Everybody says, it's my business. It's good to know that God knows about your traumatic situation and is not exploiting it. Everybody says, my business. God will help you keep your dignity knowing your issue. He will help you keep your dignity knowing your dirt. He will correct and forgive. He will forgive, correct, and comfort. That's what I really want to say. He will comfort and correct. Number two, God knows. Everybody say, God knows.
God knows.
I'm almost finished. All right, so don't. If y'all go to sleep, y'all going to miss this. Everybody say, God knows.
God knows.
That's comforting to me. Ooh, I just got really comforted for some reason, like just in 2 seconds. When it hit you guys, you're going to feel like I just felt just really comforted. Anybody need comfort this morning? Anybody need a hug? Anybody need some good news? Don't nobody bring me no bad news. No bad news. Number two, guys, God knows is comforting because we know that he is going to do something about your storm. It seems like to me when I read Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, I'm from Far Forest, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Job. I'm not trying to show off, but I see a pattern in Scripture where God seems to have a soft spot. He seems to be a sucker for his people. Let me be careful because I just attributed a human term to God. Can I clear that up? God is not like us. We are like God. But that's the best I could do in that situation. It seems like God has a soft spot for his people that are in a desperate need. Israel. It seems like Israel, they show out. He save them. They show out. They cry out. They got their own self into some mess. They cry out. And from us looking at the Bible from 10,000 feet, we think God should kill them. Kill them, God. They disobedient. They two-faced it. They killing their own kids like the Canaanites. Kill them all. They disobedient. Then they cry out. And God does what? He saves them. So it's encouraging that God knows, because it seems like God is going to do something about our storm, even our drama, even if we are responsible for our current season. Even if we are responsible for our current season. Actually, a part of God's rescue plan is this transfer of wisdom. I actually didn't know what I was going to do with these rocks until just now. It feels like God's rescue plan is this transfer of wisdom from on high. And this actually has some weight to it. Guys, we got to tap into God's wisdom. We got to stay connected to the source. There's no way you're going to survive this next season and be disconnected from God, period. Ain't no way. There's no way you're going to survive what you are currently going through being disconnected from the source. It ain't happening. It ain't happening. If you are connected to God, who is wisdom, you have everything you need. We just sang that. USC Upstate just killed that song. Can I say that? Amen. Proud of you guys. All six of you. Where everybody at? Look inside. They're going to meet us at 3 o'clock. Guys, if you're not busy at 3 o'clock, we sing down the street at Shady Grove Baptist Church in Belton. Don't meet us there. Beat us there. Ain't no way you're going to survive this season being disconnected from God. Guys, we need wisdom. We need wisdom. James 1 and 5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, you should ask. Look at somebody and say, just ask him. Who gives generously? He's just waiting to give to us. But granddaddy said, close mouths. What? Don't get fed. I don't care if you are 16 or 60 in this room. We all lack some wisdom. We're one revelation away from a breakthrough. We need to be asking a little bit more, especially if we are in bondage, broke, depressed, frustrated. He gives generously to all without finding fault. He ain't condemning us. God, I don't know how to pray. You 41. That's what y'all say, but God ain't saying that. He said, God, I don't know how to pray. Can you teach me how to handle life? You in your 60s, God ain't saying that. Now, we're saying that. He will give us wisdom freely and generously without finding fault. And it will be given to you. Proverbs 2. Are y'all encouraged? Yes. I'm encouraged. Proverbs 2 says, y'all read this with me. This will wake us up. The best part of waking up is Proverbs in your... Come on, cool. Come on, choir. I got a choir. Proverbs 2 says, verse 3, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding. In other words, you got to make a sound. You need God. God can hear your heart. That's not making vibrations. It's making vibrations in the spirit. But audibly, I consider crying out, lifting up your voice. If you need help, God, I need help. I don't know. I'm confused. It's something about that, in my opinion. If you seek, so in other words, let's keep reading. If thou seek her as silver and search for her as treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom out of his mouth. Comes knowledge and understanding. In other words, I think it was Solomon. I'm pretty sure it was Solomon. I'm about 99.9 hand sanitizer percent sure that it was Solomon that prayed for wisdom. And because he prayed for wisdom, what did he get? He got a lot of money, a lot of wealth. So if you're going to seek after riches, you probably should flip the order and seek after wisdom first, and then wealth would follow wisdom. Wealth is going to follow wisdom. We need wisdom to navigate Highway 2714. Alphys, you still hadn't told us what Highway 2714 is. That's 123, 8, 85, 385. I've never seen Highway 2714. It is full of twists, turns, and stops. You've been on Highway 2714. You've been on Highway 2714. You're currently on Highway 2714. You don't like Highway 2714. Who likes to be in traffic? Raise your hand. Who likes to be in traffic for 15 or more minutes? Raise your hand. Psalms 2714 says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalm 27:14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your what?
Heart.
Strengthen your what?
Heart.
Why are you on Highway 27:14? You're getting stronger? You mean to tell me in the storm I'm getting stronger? After, you mean the trauma was designed to make me stronger? With my own eyes, I can't really make that make sense. On Highway 2714, You mean to tell me the question I really want to ask, are you doing any weight training to contribute to your heart health while you're waiting? Are you doing any wait on the Lord, W-E-I-G-H-T, wait on the Lord. Are you doing any weight training that will contribute to your heart health? Not your physical heart, your cardia, your levav, your metaphysical heart. How is your spiritual heart? How is your soul? Are you doing any weight training? Wait on the Lord. Everybody say, what's the weight? Of my weight. Everybody say, what's the weight? Well, y'all tell me, get your faith up. Hold your faith up. How solid is your faith? If you be honest, is it missing something? Is it lightweight faith? There should be a t-shirt. Little faith, little power. A lot of faith, a lot of power. What's the weight of your faith? What's the weight of your weight? Everybody say, get your weight up. Again, Isaiah 40, 31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord. Y'all read this with me, all right? And I'm really almost finished, guys. Y'all okay? Yeah. Isaiah 40, 31 says, but they that wait, read it with me, wait on the Lord shall renew. In other words, new again. Renew, new again. It was new, but it needs a little renovation. So they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their what?
Strength.
They shall do what? Mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. What runner does not get tired? Maybe. Used to be in sports, right? Back in the day. All runners get tired, except if you are in shape spiritually. They shall run and not be weary, all from waiting. It's not just waiting, guys. Everybody say, get your reps up. I mean, actually, guys, I want you to please hold me up. No YouTube moments. Please hold me up. Y'all got to get your reps up. You got to get your weight up. This should be your posture in this storm. You should be collecting something. Actually, guys, wait. Everybody say wait.
Wait
comes from this Hebrew word that means to obviously wait, to look for hope. I'm waiting, God. I'm waiting. I'm looking. I'm waiting. I'm looking, and I'm in anticipation. I'm waiting on financial aid to do his thing. I'm waiting on my wife. I'm waiting on my hubby. I'm just waiting. Yes, it means that, but actually, there's a definition. Wait basically means, it's translated into something that means to collect. Everybody say collect.
Collect.
Well, what are we collecting? First of all, there's like this exercise element to collecting. I suggest we should be collecting content. W-O-G, we should be collecting the word. This should be, again, now if we are doing this, if my waiting looks like this, and it looks like I'm collecting something. Something is being renewed, like the Bible said. Do you know reps is what? It's repetition. And you get stronger when you do something. When you lift weights over and over, Alfie's going to be a stud muffin. And my wife ain't going to let me leave the house. Guys, get your weight up in the spirit. What is the weight of your weight? What is the weight of your weight? It is translated from this word that means to collect. What have we been collecting while we are waiting? Much collecting? There's no way that this scripture can be true absent from the word of God. Isaiah 40, 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their what?
Strength.
They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That looks like a solid person that's in shape. They're strong in the spirit. Am I making sense? So let me close on this, guys. David clearly got his weight up while waiting on Highway 2714. Because there's this exercise element to waiting that you're collecting content. Not Netflix content, not YouTube content a little bit. I know you like YouTube, don't you? I know you like YouTube. I'm not talking about that content. You're collecting the word of God. Guys, when you are on Highway 2714, what you say and do is important. Psalm 27 is actually weight training. Verse 1 of Psalm 27, right before you get to verse 14, says, read this with me, guys. And to me, as we're reading, as I'm in this traffic jam, or whatever you want to call it, your Highway 2714 may look different from my Highway 2714. But if I'm going to be stopped for 15 minutes, don't waste the wait. Some of us may read, some of us may text. Don't text and drive in a traffic jam. Some of us meditate. Don't waste the wait. Content, collecting, wait, collect, wait, collect. So now my faith in the storm is getting stronger. Already looks different. Already feels different. David said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" He could have cussed. "The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Verse 3, read it with me. "Though the army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident." What you say on Highway 2714 and what you do is impotent, not important, impotent. Verse 6, read this with me. "And now my head talk." I'm sorry, I didn't say that. Let's go. "And now my head talk." I'm sorry, I keep saying head talk. Verse 6, ready, set, go. "And now my head shall be lifted above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer..." Guys, you can beat your storm in your head. "My head will be lifted." My head talk. You can beat your storm in your head. With the willpower of humans, it's phenomenal. Because we were created in God's image. Guys, we got to replace negative head talk with positive head talk. Kingdom affirmations. Get your weight up while you're waiting. Get your weight up while you're waiting. It takes one tree to make 1,000 matches. It takes one match to burn down 1,000 trees. One negative thought can burn down 1,000 positive thoughts. Guys, if you can get past Highway 2714, I got to keep shouting out my hometown. Guys, if you can get past Highway 27, if you can get through, "They that wait," listen, collect, collect. What are you collecting? What are you collecting? What are you collecting? What are you contributing to your store? What are you contributing to your, "It came to pass"? Yes, it happened. It happened. It happened. Let's not have a soul tie with the past. And all of God's people said, if you can make it past Highway 2714, I promise you, and it ain't even my promise, that is something great on the other highway, which is Highway 30. Psalm 30 says, "I will exalt you, Lord," because I made it past 2714. David says, "I am good. I made it, Ma." "I will exalt you, Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let Highway 2714 take me out." Verse number 2, "Lord, my God, I called you for help." Like the scripture said, just ask for wisdom. Cry out for wisdom. He said, God said, I got you. I'm waiting. You waiting on God, and guess what? He waiting on you. You, Lord, brought me up from the realm of the dead. Some things that you guys have survived would have killed somebody else. I'm not saying a car wreck, but I'm saying there are some traumatic situations that people don't recover from. It drives them crazy. You mean that happened to you and you still sane? You, Lord, brought me up from the realm of the dead. It didn't kill me. If I'm still living, you spared me from going down to the pit. It's only one thing to do. Sing praises of the Lord, you, his Father, his faithful people. Praise his holy. You've been faithful on Highway 2714. He knows when you're on Highway 2714 and you are collecting. You're not just waiting. You're not wasting the storm. You lose some, you win some, and you, no, you learn some. I like to say it that way. For his anger lasts only a moment. Yes, I got myself in this drama. It's my fault. But guess what? He ain't gonna be mad at you for a long time. His anger lasts only a moment, but his favor. We just sang it again upstate. God bless you. Proud of you. All six of you. But his favor lasts a lifetime. His favor lasts a lifetime. His favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. In the what?
Morning.
In the morning. Guys, get your weight up. So I am going to invite you guys to every man for himself. If you feel like you need to collect more content, this is symbolic of, you know what this is symbolic of. Just talked about it for the last 10 minutes. If you feel like you need to collect a little bit more, this is yours to keep. These rocks are from the Jordan River. This is from Israel. Not. But it fits. I wish it was. If you need to come and collect whatever you need to collect, symbolic of you getting your weight up, you actually don't have to come up and collect anything because your faith, guys, faith ain't the only thing that comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. But fear comes by hearing something. You ever heard something and you got fearful? Ever had a bad dream and you woke up and you're scared of something that you shouldn't be scared of? I'm looking up here because that's my testimony. And you got three guns. You're walking around with three guns. You heard something that made you fearful. I don't have any on me, guys. No worries. Faith ain't the only thing that comes by hearing. I do carry. Faith ain't the only thing that comes by hearing. It's in my bag. Just kidding. Faith ain't, listen, depression. You ever heard something instantly depressed? Ever heard something that phone call? You're sad. Why are you sad? Because you, faith ain't the only thing that comes by hearing. Frustrated. Why are you frustrated? You're in a room by yourself. Well, I got a text message, and really you heard something by seeing the text message, so I'm frustrated. Faith ain't the only thing that comes by hearing. Guys, we got to collect to get our faith up. Run. You can run and not be weary because you do a good job at collecting. You in shape spiritually. Let's get in shape. Y'all come up to this altar and collect what you need to collect. This is symbolic of content. It's symbolic of prayers. It's symbolic of worship. Whatever, on 2714, you got to collect. I'll give you about 2 minutes, every man for himself. And guys, be respectful. Collect whatever you need to collect.